Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I'm joined in the studio by...
Josie.
And I've also by the microphone, I'm Graham. Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good. You're looking remarkably relaxed. Graham Biss, by the way, is the driving force behind this weekend's Royal Isle of Wight County show. And I must put the Royal in because it's very, very important. But you're looking remarkably relaxed for someone who's got a show coming up this weekend.
I don't feel it, but I'm glad I look it. An awful lot of work by a large number of people frantically coming together to make sure we're ready for Saturday morning.
Indeed, I was driving past a couple of days ago, I was driving past the site, and there's marquees appearing almost immediately in front of you as you go up there, isn't there?
Yeah, throughout the next 2 days, the marquees will go up. And the infrastructure is we're a little bit ahead of schedule. I say that cautiously because you can soon lose it, but yeah. we're certainly ahead of where we normally are and where we'd like to be. So it bodes well for the weekend.
Now, this is the county show, the Royal County Show, back to its full glory, isn't it?
It is. We're bringing it back, obviously, after the COVID break, but we're coming back with a two-day show, so it's Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. There's loads of... I mean, you've got the Queen's Colour Squadron, which is the big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're privileged to have them this year. Obviously, they performed with the Jubilee celebrations
yes.
in London, and they're coming to our royal celebration at the show, so we're absolutely delighted. They follow in the tracks of the House of Cavalry,
yep.
who were with us in 2019. So we're really excited to have them. And I think it will be another first for the island.
Yes.
And we look forward to welcoming them and giving everyone the opportunity to see them perform.
Yeah. Now, for those of you who don't know about the county show, particularly if you're on holiday here or you're coming across or whatever, it is a royal county show. It's got a royal charter.
Correct.
From Queen Victoria, I believe.
That's correct.
But it's an agricultural show, but it's not just pigs and sheep, is it?
No, the livestock are very much the heart of the show, but we try to portray everything which is great about the island. So mm-hmm. we've got a fantastic craft area. The island arts is a very strong presence. Food obviously features mm-hmm. heavily. So we see it as a celebration. We see it as a celebration yeah. of what makes the island great.
And it's a family event at the end of the day, isn't it? Anybody, any age will find something there for them.
Yeah, very much so. We perhaps our focus is very much on the family, and our pricing structure reflects that. For instance, under 16s coming in with adults, they're free,
mm-hmm.
Which is absolutely the way we want it, because we want family units to come and have an affordable day out. There's lots of pressure at the financial pressure at the moment, so for us to be able to offer something which we hope is affordable to everyone
mm-hmm.
is really, really important.
And you can get there by car or public transport or even bike this year, can't you?
Absolutely. You can choose whatever mode of transport you prefer. We're very lucky, we're on the main Cairns to Newport bus route,
mm-hmm.
so every is it 12 minutes you can catch a bus to or from the showground. We also are linking this year to the Red Squirrel Trail, so keen cyclists can get into the showground via Stag Lane. I think one of the big features of this year is we have a brand new main car park and entrance which comes in off of Stag Lane, so we think that will transform some of the challenges with getting to and from
right.
the show.
So it's not off the main road then, the new car park entrance?
No, the new car park, the traffic lights are on the main Newport to Cairns Road.
Yeah.
You turn right along Stag Lane, and we'll be bringing people into the showground from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make sure it all works, when the people get onto the showground, we've got a tractor and trailer going around for all throughout the show, so we can pick people up from the bottom and put them into the middle of the show, or even take them right up to the top.
Because it's a big old site, isn't it?
It is.
So that's handy, because you won't have that problem then getting out at the end of the show with... Because that's a busy old road, isn't it?
It is.
But you've already got the traffic lights at Stag Lane, so that's going to make life a lot easier. That's very interesting that you can do that. You've evolved this from a couple of years ago.
Well, we have. We've had 2 years in the planning, if you like.
Yes.
We captured the good things and the things we can improve in 2019. We implemented some at the Country Fair,
mm-hmm.
which was a much smaller event last year. We implemented some changes there, and we're bringing quite a few small enhancements. The heart of the show will always be the livestock and the agricultural events, but we've added much more to make it a real family fun day out.
Josie, do you have a question for Graham?
We have. Is there any cattle nearby to eat?
There are. We've very well supported this year. That we've got a whole range of people providing food and drink, and whatever your taste is, hopefully we're going to accommodate for you. And it's just a question of being able to come and enjoy the outdoor environment and have a good time.
Good.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, I bet the WI are there, aren't they?
The WI are there.
Yeah, I have a reason. I know why you're smiling at me, because you would not be allowed to not have the WI there.
No, we're for all sorts of reasons, we're delighted. They're one of our long-standing key partners.
If you can't get a decent piece of cake and a cup of tea at the WI, then the world has come to a shuddering halt, as far
absolutely.
As I'm concerned.
But if your preference is a burger or a roast or... Or I think there's Hong Kong Chinese food, okay. So all sorts of meet all tastes.
Well, now, Victus Radio will be there broadcasting live from site for both days between 10 and 4. Yep. And I've got all the documentation that your good colleagues in the office have sent me. And the WI do a delivery service to the traders. I thought that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. No, they came to us and said this was based upon the country fair. I know. Everyone's very busy, very difficult to get away from stands and the activities. So they came and said, could we do a delivery service? They're going to take advantage of the tractor and trailer. So they're not going to be running or walking around.
No.
They're going to jump on the tractor and trailer and jump on and jump off according to where the order comes from.
That's a brilliant idea. That's an absolutely brilliant idea. Can't wait to see that in action. And so the tractor and trailer will get you around the site, so you haven't got to worry if you've got a bit of a mobility issue. You can wander around. And car parking's free, isn't it?
Car parking is free, yeah.
So, you know, it's a really good value day out. What's the cost again?
Well, if someone buys their tickets in advance, it's £10.50.
For both days?
That's for one single day. If they come for the weekend, it's £15. So our aim is quite clear. We want lots of people to come, and if they haven't spent their money to actually come through the entrance, hopefully they'll spend a little bit of money when they're there to support all the local businesses who are supporting us.
Okay, so you've got a family of, say, four, two under 16s. For the whole weekend, that's £30.
Yeah.
And that's it. You haven't got to buy anything else, but you could probably have a few bob left over to buy an ice cream or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, do that. And where will they find the tickets online, Graham?
So they can go onto the website, which is iwcountyshow.co.uk. Very easy to do. Lots of people are doing it. It's great to see the ticket sales at the moment, which are absolutely flying.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you.
They're absolutely flying, and they'll continue now up to the show, or hope they do. And it's easy to do. It means that, you know, less hassle. You'll be able to get in much more quickly because it's just a swipe of a ticket rather than the mechanism of card or cash payments.
Yeah.
So I would strongly encourage everyone to buy their tickets in advance.
Indeed. As I say, you can get there on the number one, runs every few minutes up to Cowes. Or if you're coming from Cowes, if you're listening on the mainland, get the red jet across.
Yeah.
Hop off, get the number one, and drops you right outside. You can spend the whole day there and then get back home in the evening.
Absolutely.
No problem at all.
Couldn't be easier.
So if you're listening in the Southampton area or any part of the mainland, get yourself over. Come see the Royal Isle of Wight County Show. There aren't that many Royal County shows, are there?
No, there's only seven of us. We're the baby.
Yeah.
But we're, as you said earlier, we're very proud to have our rural status. Yeah. And it does help, because when we talk to the likes of the House of Cavalry and the Queen's Colour Squadron, that royal status elevates us slightly above some of the others.
Yeah, it gives you a bit more of an opportunity. I think that's excellent. And why not? Come to the Isle of Wight. It's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to see you over the weekend. I shall see you on Friday when we're setting up the Victus Radio area. Hopefully you'll look as relaxed there as you do at the moment.
I can't guarantee that. But funny enough, I think when you get to about the Friday evening, you can do no more.
Yeah.
You want it to go smoothly. There's a certain amount of nervous anticipation, but you've done everything you can. So we'll be ready.
We'll be ready. So we'll all be ready. And have you got a buggy this year to move around?
I have got a buggy.
You got a buggy this year. That's it. Is that sponsored?
It is sponsored by Hunt's.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It is. And we're very lucky. We've got a number, and I ought to mention them all, but I won't because I'll be here all afternoon. But we've got a number of local businesses who really support us in every facet. Mm. And that's allows us, as volunteers, that's allow us to put the county show on. So a big thank you to all of our sponsors, all of our partners. They know who they are.
They do. We had John Irvine in here earlier on with Ian.
Yeah, fantastic.
Because the Wi-Fi on site is all there already and everything. And we were discussing before we know the weather. It's looking okay-ish, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to take your forecast with me, if I may, because it tells me that we might have a light shower on Saturday afternoon, but not enough to really impact upon the show.
Right.
And another glorious but not too hot Sunday, which is just, we don't want it too hot.
17, pleasant. Pleasant, think, yeah. Absolutely. And if it does have a shower, stop in the beer tent or the tea tent.
Well, we've got a lot of marquees, so we have to weatherproof. The show, so we can do that for the rain. The heat is not quite so easy, but looking at your temperatures, it's sort of 16-17. Okay. That's just pleasant.
It'll be a very, very nice weekend.
So I'm going to take your screenshot here with me and say that's our weather, please.
Yeah, that's what we want. Yeah, so get hold of the Buckingham Palace and say, can you sort that out for me, please? We need that sorted. Thank you, Graham. Thank you for the work you put in for this.
No, not at all. Thank you.
I can't begin to describe how excited we are to be there this weekend. We're really, really looking forward to it and having a great time.
Well, it's great to have you there. And I've talked about key partners. You're one of our key partners.
Thank you. Yeah, we enjoy it. Thank you, Graham, for coming in. That's this Saturday. What time is it open?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock this Saturday till 5, both days, Saturday and Sunday, on the Newport Cowles Road. You can't miss it. It's a huge site. There's loads of marquees. Have a look down.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.